As we continue our series of Shiurim on Mitaych, the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simen Tuf Kuf Yud Ches Paskins. B'tayich Shotru Hatzah L'Tzayrich Achila. Just like Hatzah is Muta L'Tzayrich Achila, Hutra Shalai L'Tzayrich is also Muta Shalai L'Tzayrich. Kigain Cotton, V'lula V'Seif Atayra Cotton, or Lula V'Seif Atayra V'Kalim. And the Rama adds that srichem like tzas that you need oshmisare shalayignavu oshab sedo your consumer will go stolen or get damaged may be carried on yontif. Aval avonim ukiyotz behen stones amuksa and osur. The Rama continues a muta lischayk bekador afilu b'shus rabim. One could play with a ball. Avgash enit tzarich elatia ba'alma. The Rama is teaching us that even playing ball is considered a tzairich. And then the Rama concludes the Meniach Erev Mut L'Tata L'Hoitzi Koshesh L'Tairis Keli. If you have an Erev, then of course all carrying is Mutter. Afapi She'en L'Tzairich Hayon Klal. So before we go into the details of the Halacha, there's a very long beer Halacha here who focuses on the discussion that we've been having, the machlokes of Rashi and Tosfos. The Rashi's opinion is that Mitaych tells us that that these malachas are mutter under all circumstances midraisa. Midrabonon, if there is no tzorich, then it's osur. Whereas the opinion, and that's also the opinion of the Riaz. However, the opinion of Tosfos, as we said, is that if it's shloi l'tzayrich, it's osur midaraisa. The Shulchan Aruch follows the opinion of Rashi and the Ramban, because the Shulchan Aruch says that kigayin katan v'kelim v'lula v'sefer Torah v'kelim, they say you could carry it, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't distinguish if it's L'Tzayrich or Shloi L'Tzayrich. Seems that the opinion of Shulchan Aruch is like Rashi and the Rambam, that the Midaraisa, even if it's Shloi L'Tzayrich, it's Mutter. On the other hand, as we read the Rama says that there has to be a Tzayrich, a Tzrichim like Tzas, a Shemisyare. It seems that the opinion of the Rama clearly is that if there's no tzorich, it's asur. There are, however, in the Mishnah Berurah, however, here in the Bi'ur Halacha, takes a much stricter approach, and he says that it could be that even the Shulchan Aruch will agree that if there's no tzorich, we have to be machmer, even, and because he says most Rishonim follow the opinion like Tosfos, and as we quoted in our previous year, there are some very serious questions that Tosfos poses on the opinion of Rashi, and that's why the Bi'ur Halacha seems in a very strong way to want to follow the opinion of Tosfos, that if it's Shloi L'Tzayrich, not only is it Osir, but it's actually usur midaraisa. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, if we look in the Gemara, if we look at the Mishnah, they speak about the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara, the Mishnah speak about Aitzah. But all the Rishonim point out that any melacha that is mutter l'tzayrich, that has a tzarech oichel nefesh component, that's where we say the concept of mitaych. However, say the paiskim, melachis that don't have an oichel nefesh component, even though there may be situation where there is a oichel nefesh need, The halacha is that we don't say on such melachas the concept of mitaych. There's a taisus. Taisus in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Nun Hey on Tzadik Hey Amar Aleph. The Gemara says that megabin, making cheese on Shabbos, is asur because of the melacha boina. Pressing the individual of cheese curd together into one paste is considered building. As Taisus, Rabbi Yosef teaches us in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph that you're allowed to make cheese on Yontif. If you couldn't make it before Yontif, it's Oichel Nefesh. Says Taisus, since cheese making, which involves the Melech Aboina, is permitted on Yontif, so ask Taisus, if so, the Melech Aboina should be permitted on Yontif for any Tzairich Yontif, based on the concept of Mitaych. And ask Taisus, therefore, if somebody's house collapses on Yontif, he should be allowed to rebuild it if he needs it on Yontif. And Taisus indeed answers, the Midaraisa, there is no Isser to rebuild one house in Yontif if it's Lutzarech Yontif. However, Taisus says, since it involves Tirch Yisera and it's an Ovda Dechol, it's Osama de Rabbanim. So Taisus is saying a Chiddush that since Boina is a Malacha that is considered an Oichel Nefesh Malacha, why? Because you're allowed to make cheese on Yontif, and making cheese, as we just said from the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, is the Malacha Boina. And Taisus says that whenever, based on Agamar, wherever you have an Oichel Nefesh Malacha, you have a concept of Mitoich, and if it's Lutzaruch Yontav, you're allowed to do it. So says the Ber Yitzchak, from Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, what would happen if somebody's sukkah collapses in Yontav? He says, according to Taisus, that says that the Issa of building in Yontav is only an Issa Midrabonin, because of Tirch Yaseira of the Dechol, the halacha should be that if once sukkah collapses on Yontif, you could ask a non-Jew to build the sukkah for you, because it's only an Issa Drabonim, and the halacha is that a mira la'akim b'mokim mitzvah is mutter if it's an Issa Drabonim. The Pnei Yeshua disagrees. Pnei Yeshua says that cheese making is considered boina only when the cheese is left to ferment for an extended period of time. Such cheese making is not permitted in Yontif, because you won't have the cheese for Yontif. Therefore, says the Pnei Yeshua, that the heter of Mitaych Shehutra doesn't apply to Melecha Boina, because there's no case in which the Melecha and Boina involves Oichel Nefesh for Yontif, and if it's not, as we've been explaining, if it's not an Oichel Nefesh Melacha, then we don't apply the concept of Mitaych. According to the way we're learning, it's even stronger, because even if we'll say that there is a case where Boina has an Oichel Nefesh component to it, Boina is not primarily an Oichel Nefesh Malacha. And the way the Mefarshim are explaining, there are two categories of Malacha. There are Malachas of category, there are Malachas that are in the category of Oichel Nefesh Malachas, that by those type of Malachas, we say the concept of Mitoich. And there are Malachas that are not in the Oichel Nefesh category, that by such malachas, we don't say mitaych. Boina, even if I find a case that I could use it for oichel nefesh, is not in the oichel nefesh category. Similarly, it seems, I saw that most achrayim, the Debrei Tzina Rav, in the Shailos HaTshuvos Be'er Moshe, Chelek Ches Siman Reish Vav, quotes a whole list of achrayim, that we don't say Mitoich by Malachas Boyer, even though there may be a case that Boyer is used for Tzarech Oichel Nefesh, Again, Bayer is not considered in the category of Oichel Nefesh Melachas. And since they're not in that category, we can't apply the concept of Mitoich. And therefore, when we look into the Mishnah Berura here in Siman Tuf Kuf Yud Ches, the Mishnah Berura is very clear and says, V'kein Hadin, Ba'avara, V'shchita, V'afiyu, U'bishol. That where do we apply the concept of Mitoich? Strictly by these Melachas. Haitzah, Havara, Shchita, Afiyu, U'bishol. And the way we're explaining, it's very understandable. Because only where it's in the category of an Oichel Nefesh Melacha can we be lenient. When it's not in the category of Oichel Nefesh Melacha, we can't be lenient. And so too I saw is the opinion of Rav Ozner Shlita, the Shailos HaTshuvos Shevet Halevi, Chelek Yud Simen Ayin Tes. And Rabbi Yashiv as well is Machmer by the Melechus Bayer. Rabbi Yashiv says that you're not allowed to do Bayer on Yontif when it's not the Tzairuch Achila because we don't have the Heter Amitaych. And therefore, this in itself is a question, but if sorting Sfarim is in the category of Bayer, says Rabbi, which obviously is the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv, one would not be allowed to do Bayer on Yontif. On the other hand, the Chassam Sofer has even a more lenient approach, and he says that when we say mitoich, not that we only say mitoich by oichel nefesh, he says that when it comes to haitzah, we learned in our Gemara a chiddush. The Gemara taught us a chiddush that maybe the Gemara thought that Haitzah should not apply to Yontif. Why? Because Haitzah is a Melacha Geruah. And therefore says the Chassam Sofer that even though our opinion is that Machshirei Oichel Nefesh that could have been done before Yontif may not be done on Yontif, says the Chassam Sofer, if it's Haitzah is the Machshirei Oichel Nefesh, we could be more lenient. Why? Because our Gemara teaches us that Haitzah is an easier Melacha than all other Melachas. And it's very geschmack to understand the Chassam Sofer, because we find in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch here too, that what is the one Melacha that the Shulchan Aruch picks out to teach us this Halacha Mitoich? Haitzah. But as we just explained, everybody agrees, and it's very clear in our Gemara, that the concept of Mitoich is not limited to Haitzah. So why does the Shulchan Aruch only speak about Haitzah, Mitoich by Haitzah? Says the Chassam Sofer, that we see that when it comes to Haitzah, there's a special kula as when Yontif applies, and we could even be Meikel when it's Machshirei Oichel Nefesh. We quoted in a previous year that we could only do Melechus Oichel Nefesh when it's a Tzarek Oichel. We could do what is considered Oichel Nefesh. What's considered Oichel Nefesh is a Dova Hashava L'Kol Nefesh. So the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, and Simen Tuf Kuf Yur Aleph Sif Beis says that one can't carry water to wash his whole body. Why? Because not everybody needs to wash. Although I saw in the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasoi that he says, Bizman Azeh, this is in Perik Yotes, says that nowadays everybody washes themselves, their entire body all the time, and therefore carrying water for washing is considered a Dovah Shovel Kol Nefesh. Or in the previous year, we spoke about making incense or to carry medicine. Some achroinim say that's not davar shol kol nefesh. The Tzav Sofer, however, has a raya from our Mishnah that there's a whole different interpretation to what is considered a hashavul kol nefesh. He says, because there's a fundamental question in understanding this concept of adava shabul kol nefesh. Doesn't mean that this is an act that's shabul kol nefesh, or is it an activity? Is the goal of this act adava shabul kol nefesh? What would be an afkamina? Says the Chassam Sofer, carrying medicine. So it's not the actual act is not shovel kol nefesh. Healthy people don't need this malacha, Baruch Hashem. But the tachlis, the goal of carrying medicine, is shovel kol nefesh, because everybody wants to be healthy. Says the Ksav Sofer that our Mishnah is a raya that we don't look at the actual act, but rather what we look at is the goal. Why? Because our Mishnah speaks about carrying a lulav. Now, carrying a lulav is not a davar shavu kol nefesh. As we're going to discuss, noshim are potter for mitzvah lulav. So if we're going to go according to the actual act, by women, they have carrying the lulav is not a chiv. Yet, the Mishnah says the carrying a lulav is a davar shavu kol nefesh. Why? Because everybody wants to fulfill a mitzvah. Whatever mitzvah there is. So for me, it's a mitzvah. That makes it into a davar shavu kol nefesh. So based on this, the Ksav Sofer says the carrying medicine, even though only people who are not well, unfortunately, need to carry the medicine, it's enough based on that to be considered a davar shavu kol nefesh. And the same thing, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you're allowed to carry a book written in a language that other people can't read. Only the people that can read that language can read the book. The answer is everybody wants to read. That's a shavu kol nefesh. I can't read that book. That doesn't make reading a book not something as a dova shavu kol nefesh. The same, he says, what about carrying food? Clearly, our Gemara is teaching us that one is allowed to carry food. Now, there are certain foods that other people aren't allowed to eat, whether they're allergic to those foods, whether those foods are foods that they don't enjoy. But nobody would argue that carrying food is certainly considered a davar shavu kol nefesh. Why is it considered a davar shavu kol nefesh? Because everybody needs to eat. The fact that I don't want to eat that specific food does not make it a davar shavu kol nefesh. Furthermore, the Beis Yosef says, and he has a raya from a Gemara later in our perek on Daf Tezvav, that sending that doing something that will create Simchas Yontif is mutter, because the Gemara on Daf Tezvav on Aleph says that Rashashis Zeklal, the Mishnah said Kol Davar Shenusin by Yontif, you let us send on Yontif. And says the Gemara, Rashesh Sharul Rabbanan L'Shidur Tefillin B'Yom Tovim. He allowed people to send tefillin one to the other on Yontif. Amalei Bayi V'Nan Tanan Kol Davish Nusim Boy B'Yontif Meshach Boy. Says the Gemara Hach Kama Kol Davish Nusim Boy B'Chol. Something that you enjoy during the week Meshach Nois B'Yontif, you could send even on Yontif. So let's think about it. Says the Beis Yosef. He quotes the Sefer Hashlama. This is Beis Yosef in Simon Tuf Kuf Tazayin, the very Maskel Afilu. I can't wait a tefillin on Yontif. So how am I allowed to send it? And he says, it seems from our Gemara, you could even send it through Rishus Rabbim. How could I send it? He says, creating Simchas Yontif. If I send you a gift, it's something that you're going to enjoy. Creating a situation of Simchas Yontif is also mutter, is also included in the category of Lutzarech. The Shulchan Aruch mentions the case that was mentioned in our Gemara, that you're allowed to carry a lulav. And lulav the Sefer Torah. If we look in the Bir Halacha, Divrei Hamasko Hatzrichim Loi, even if you're carrying it only for mitzvah drabonon, you're allowed to carry it. The Shagas Aryeh, however, says that one may not carry a shofar or a lulav on behalf of a woman. Why? He says, since midaraisa, women are not mechuyev in shofar, women are not mechuyev in dalminim, the mitzvah says shizman groma, one may not carry in Roshus Rabbim, if there is no Erev, on Yontif, these items on behalf of women. However, many Achroinim, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and it's the opinion of most Achroinim, it's the opinion of Ramosha, Daz Nibra, and they allow carrying a Tshofar, a Lulav, even a Tzarech Isha. And that's the Minhag Olam, as the Mata Ephraim says. Why? Because once they accepted upon themselves the chiv of shaking the lulav, of listening to shofar, it becomes for them in the category of tzorech hamoyed. And once it's in the category of tzorech hamoyed, the halacha is it's a tzorech mitzvah and it can be carried. Certainly, carrying a machzor, the Achrayim say, even the Shagas Aryeh would allow you to carry, because tefillah is a mitzvah deraisa. And certainly carrying something with a tzarek mitzvah deraisa is mutter and yontif. But as I said, most Achrayim are makel even by the lulav, and or the shofar, even just for women. Certainly, if one is carrying his talus on Shavuos by night, people go to learn Shavuos by night, and then they're going to want to have their talus with them when they daven early in the morning, that is considered a mitzvah, and one is allowed to carry the talus.